Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
That to a moment was sweet yesterday. That was a lot of fun. And I'm not, you all know it, I'm not in a hurry to see him. I'm fine if he didn't play. In fact, before he got the camera got on him and he was taking the snaps on the sidelines, remember that? I was actually going back and forth with somebody on Twitter that he was pissed. He was like, dude, it's a blowout. Let's go get him in there. And I was like, no, there's no hurry, bro. They're in control. They got the game. He doesn't need to take a cheap shot, whatever. I'm not in a hurry to see Tua. I'm not. I think it's extremely important to keep Fitz in there for now, because Fitz has been good for the development physically and mentally of so many players on offense and spiritually on defense, because those guys know that Fitzy's going to sell out for them. So they're going to go all out for him. You know, it's that kind of deal. And so I think Fitz has been very important in that sense and his experience. Look, I like Tua a lot. I think Tua can play in this league, but he's going to make mistakes when he does get in there for a certain amount of time. You know what I mean? And right now, if you're selling winning and if you still feel Fitzpatrick is the better option right now because of not the physical gifts, because even Fitz will tell you he can make some throws that I can't. He's been quoted as that. A couple weeks ago, he said it. No, this kid is good, man. He can make throws I can't. But that doesn't mean that kid has seen everything that Fitz has. And so this gives him an opportunity to go around and see the league, see the defenses, adjust to it. And I know people say, well, oh, you don't learn anything not playing. Well, Pat Mahomes sat for the entire year except for one game. Aaron Rodgers sat for like 3 years. The part that I don't understand is I grew up that was the normal, that you would actually sit, you would wait your turn, you would learn every aspect of being a professional before you actually had to play like a professional. You learned how to carry yourself. You learned how to prepare. You learned how to take care of your body. You know what I mean? You learn all the defensive schemes, which are way more complicated here than they are in college. All of these things are important. Of course, playing time is the most important thing, and experience is the most important thing in anything that we do. But there is something to be said about building a foundation before you actually give somebody or put them in a position where they're supposed to succeed or fail. And usually, if you have more information and more preparation, you will have an opportunity to succeed. In fact, Russell Wilson says it all the time. You know, success is in the preparation. So this is part of it. And he responded well yesterday. And I think we should feel really good about that. And then we should feel good that the team really was looking forward to it. I know the fans were. I know a lot of you. You're dying to see this kid play. And I don't blame you. It's a Marino thing. And my Lord, if you're 30, 35, you don't know anything about Marino. You're 25. That sounds like a myth at this point. It's been so long. You never really experienced it. But those of us that are old enough that we have experienced it and now we have to experience everything that comes after it, oh, my Lord. That's tough, man. That's as tough as it gets right there. Have to deal with this. But the good thing is the kid went out there, played well, took that first step that you need in this process. And I thought that was really, really cool. And he's going to play again, and he'll get his time, and eventually they'll work him in, and who knows, maybe they'll work a package or two in there. Remember, he doesn't run. So, remember, I think we've had this conversation 1,000 times now, right? Brian Flores, you're going to have trouble staying on his football team if you're not multiple. okay? If you can't help in multiple areas, you know, and if you put Tua back there, even in a package, the defense knows you're not going to run the kid, right? He's coming off a hip surgery. Why would I actually give him a package to run the football and get hit and possibly re-injure that hip? No, I'm not doing that. So then the defense knows that if he's out there for a package, he's not going to run. He's going to be passing. So now you have taken the element of surprise. Every time that they have these quarterbacks that come in for starting quarterbacks, usually it's a person that brings a certain level of athleticism because it's another talent that they're bringing to the play that the normal quarterback does not have, i.e. Drew Brees, right? You take Brees out and put in the other kid because the other kid can run. That's why. You're not running with Drew Brees. So that's the difference there. So when they do that in certain teams, that's the option that you usually are adding, the element you're adding to your offense that you didn't have from that position. And that, so be very careful when people say, oh, let's do a package. Yeah, but they don't think football. They just think fan. And they don't think about, well, wait a minute, if I do a package, then I'm kind of telling them what I'm doing already. I'm not going to keep you off balance. But if I bring in a running back or a receiver that used to be a quarterback, you don't know what I'm doing. You think he could be passing. I mean, you think he could be running, but he could be passing. Tua, just one thing to do, that's pass the ball. So I think don't expect those packages, but you can expect them to bring them in at the end of a game again. That I can see. Okay, and listen, as long as you're winning and you're in this trajectory where you're at right now, there's no reason to play Tua either. You can't risk putting in a young man that might get confused, might make mistakes, might set you back, and you're winning and you're trying to – remember, ultimately, it's all about making the playoffs. And if those guys in the locker room feel like they've got a shot at the playoffs, but now you take it away from them because you're trying to develop a kid, you lose the locker room. It's very important that you handle this the right way. And if you've been consistent about we're giving it to the best player, you cannot do that then at this moment because Tua might be the better talent, but right now Fitz is the better player, the more experienced player, the one that's better suited to lead you at this point in time.